ESC Essence, the random podcast section with me, DJ. Episode 1, Eurovision Clutter. Merchandise. It's a thing we can all live without, but you know as well as I do that we really don't want to. Why do we get it? Well, it's the thing we get to support our favourite bands, artists, but more generally, celebrities, brands, and we display it proudly, and we enjoy it. As a Eurofan though, what better way is there than to clutter up your life with Eurovision-related merchandise? After all, who's immune to that frill? That frill of, well, extra dusting. But you like some random singer from Spain, and turns out they're releasing a new album. You totally need to get that CD, don't you? I know I do. And when some other group are releasing a t-shirt with maybe their face on it, chances are you may well get it. Because at the end of the day, selling merchandise is one of those win-win situations. As a fan, we get a product that we enjoy, either collecting just for the fun of it, or we find a novel way of using it with a picture that means something to us that expresses who we are. For the artists, on the other hand, it gives them that little bit extra revenue that helps them to do what they want to do for their livelihood. And as dynamic a fandom as Eurovision, though, of course the merchandise is very eclectic, and really you can find all kinds of everything ready to take your full wallet and transfer empty spaces on your shelf into empty spaces in that very wallet, and you can be sure it will clutter up yourself as well. And when I say eclectic, I really mean it. If you have a spare, say, €5, you can get merch. Isn't it great? It's so cheap. There's nothing really you can get for a fiver, it seems. But you can get Eurovision merch. What sort of merch can you get? Well, nothing. But literally nothing. In the mad world of Eurovision merchandise, I'm not even contradicting myself. Somehow, some way we have managed to reach that point where you can exchange your €5 bill for a €0 bill. Of course, it's a branded bill. Yes, the city of Rotterdam is featured on these bills, and you could get very nice Eurovision 2020/2021 collectible euro bills. And if that deal wasn't smoking hot enough for you already, why not exchange 3 €5 bills for, you guessed it, 3 €0 bills and complete the set. And whilst it's worthless as currency, you have to admit, it is a bit of fun. Collectible money, you could say it's not without its long-term value. Who knows, maybe in future years when it becomes rarer, it may well be worth more than €5. Equally, it's currently not worth anything as such. But as a commemorative piece for a die-hard fan, it's something you'd probably want in your collection. And that gives it value in itself. Personally, would it be my first choice for how to spend my money? Probably not. But would I happily find somewhere to store it in my house as part of a greater collection? Of course I would. The real value of merchandise is not so much in its worth, but as in its sentimental appeal to the collector, you could argue. And in many ways you could argue the same about music. Music is more than its component parts. There are only so many notes that we can play, but the way in which we play them and share them and take them to be our own makes them have worth to us. Maybe this is partially what Salvador meant when he said that music was feeling and not fireworks. You can put on a show, you can use many different components, but that's not what makes it music. What makes it music is the feelings and experiences we get from it. In the same way, we can apply this to the random items of merchandise we buy. It's about memory and not the money. On the other hand, maybe music is merely money for the record company, as the song Boom Boom Boomerang would have us believe. Yeah, it's a blast from the past, isn't it? Way before my time, but it's a catchy little number. I mean, undoubtedly, the record companies are out there to suck our money from us, and people will sell us next to anything as long as we'll buy it. Argue music has a lot more value to us, and the merchandise we collect based on it also have that. Certainly, I won't stop buying pointless merchandise. I maybe won't go as far as getting a Zero Eurobell or Monsermolo's branded cava. But if you want that, go ahead and get it. It is a bit of fun. Ultimately, and you can't put it better than the words of the French national selection, C'est vous qui décidez. Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. We hope you stick around for the next episode. But until then, folks, over and out.